glanced to his right. A wooden fence was all that separated him from the grassy area leading toward the field. He cut the wheel hard right, the cocked and locked Detonic secured under his right thigh as he aimed the pickup truck toward the fence. One of the pursuing trucks, the one with the shot-out windshield, was coming for him broadside. Rourke grabbed up the Detonics again. The pursuing truck swerved hard right, almost in perfect simultaneity with the truck Rourke drove. Behind him now, Rourke could see the second truck coming up fast from behind. Some of the fence slats caught up in his front bumper broke away as the truck, a Chevy, bounced and jarred across the uneven ground. Rourke upped the safety on his Detonics again, hammering down the gas pedal and shifting down into third, releasing the pedal and stomping the accelerator as he made the change. Ford slowed, but took the bumps better. There were perhaps 1,000 yards to go toward the airfield tarmac itself. The pickup with the shot-out windshield was coming, fast, too fast for control. The riflemen and shotgunners bouncing visibly in the bed as the truck slowed, aimed. The rifle bullets and shotgun slugs pinged uselessly off the body of Rourke's truck. Rourke lifted the Detonics 45 again. He really was firing at nothing, since aimed fire was useless with the truck he drove bouncing and jarring as it did. But this time, the pickup truck, a Dodge, didn't fall back.
Ah, hell.
Rourke stomped the clutch, running the gas pedal down hard as he upshifted, easing the gas pressure, then increasing it again. The Ford lurched ahead. In the rearview mirror, Rourke could see the Chevy, almost even with the rear end of his truck now. A man leaned out of its passenger side door, then jumped. The man, a pistol in his right hand now, was unsteadily standing in the bed of Rourke's pickup. Rourke tried cutting the wheel hard right to throw the man off, but the Dodge with the shattered windshield was flanking him, fenders touching, boxing him in again. Rourke cut the wheel hard left, but the second pickup, the Chevy, had blocked him there as well. The man standing shakily behind him was raising his pistol to fire through the rear window.
Try this, asshole.
Rourke stomped hard on the brakes. The man sailed forward as his pistol discharged, disappearing from Rourke's view over the cab of the pickup and reappearing as he crashed onto the hood. Rourke threw the stick into reverse. Rourke's right foot hammered down on the gas pedal. The Chevy was already 20 yards ahead of him. The Dodge, customized and massive, locked beside him. The right side of Rourke's truck locked into the left rear wheel well of the Dodge with the shot-out windshield. Rourke stomped the clutch again, throwing into first, then hammering down the gas pedal. The Ford's bumper twisted upward suddenly, protruding over the hood as Rourke stomped the clutch again into second with the gearbox, his foot barely leaving the gas pedal. The Chevy was wheeling a sharp right, trying to cut Rourke off. The man from the bed of Rourke's pickup, who had been thrown to the ground an instant earlier, got unsteadily to his feet. Rourke cut his wheel sharp to the left, barely missing him, then hard to the right. The Chevy was still trying to cut him off. The first truck, its windshield all but gone now, was right behind him. Rourke stomped his brake pedal, wrenching the stick back into reverse. There was a massive hitch ball on the rear end of the Ford, and Rourke aimed it blindly now toward the grillwork of the Dodge behind him. Rourke braced himself against the wheel as the Ford impacted. Rourke stomped the clutch, then worked the stick into first and gave the Ford gas. His truck ripped free. As Rourke upshifted to second, he looked to the rearview mirror. He could see the front bumper and part of the Dodge's grill twisted and wrecked. The Chevy was alongside him again. Rourke cut his wheel sharp right. His right fender scraped against the left fender of the other truck. He cut back away, keeping the wheel in a sharp left, circling back over the ground they had just traversed, the Chevy still coming. The assault rifle's burst was long, too long. Another piece of the windshield of the truck Rourke drove shattered away, and the rearview mirror was shot out too. The bullets passed through the opening in the glass behind him and hammered against the front windshield from the inside. Rourke ducked his head down. Under the impact of more slugs, the gas gauge exploded and the steering wheel chipped, too near his fingers for comfort.
Oh, hell.
He cut the wheel sharp right and worked the emergency brake, locking the rear wheels. The truck skidded into a turn. He was aimed the right way now, his left hand snatching for the second Detonics pistol as he released the emergency brake. He rammed the transmission into first, into second, then into third, his feet working as if they rode a balance beam, his right hand stirring the transmission. The Chevy was coming at him, dead on.
Chicken with me, will ya?
Ramming the Detonics pistol out the driver's side window, his thumb jerked the hammer back. The enemy truck's windshield was gone, then the headlight. Rourke thought he might even have punctured the radiator, but the truck was still coming. One round, the driver's side West Coast mirror. The truck wasn't swerving, coming at Rourke like a rival knight in a tournament. The gap between them was less than 20 yards. The driver of the Chevy threw his hands up to his face and the pickup swerved. Rourke stomped down on the Ford's clutch, wrenching the stick into second as he double-clutched, working the emergency brake again, cutting the wheel in a sharp left, then releasing the brake and stomping the gas. The Ford fishtailed under him, bounced up, and coasted over a hummock of ground. The truck hit hard, Rourke fighting the wheel to control it. He stomped the clutch, wrenching the stick into third, then revving his way out of the fishtail. He accelerated, tiny shards of glass falling to the floor of the cab as the air of the truck's slipstream pressured his bullet-shattered windshield. The twin-engine light cargo plane was just ahead of him again, this time barely 100 yards away. Rourke upshifted into fourth. The truck skidded. The treads of the tires would be packed with clay and dirt, he knew. It fishtailed again, then straightened out as Rourke started downshifting, braking at the same time. The toes of his right foot worked the gas pedal. His heel worked the brake. His left foot worked the clutch. The truck was back in a skid, and Rourke cut the wheel hard right, riding into it.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.